Y'all are going to be glad y'all came today. Y'all are going to be glad y'all came today. Oh, okay. All right, let me. Oh. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, help me, help me. It's a new one for me. This is different. Remember how Tim was showing all his pages last Sunday? That's what I got here. This is the first time I've ever done this. I stayed up all night writing. I mean, this is different. I normally just get up here winging it, letting the Lord tell me what to say and use my faith the whole way. But I've been knowing what to say since Tuesday. This is different. I'm excited. I am excited. All right, let me get started. Let me get going. Let me see. Now, I wrote a lot of stuff out, so y'all, I'm going to have to read to make sure I don't miss some stuff to get to the part I'm trying to get to. So y'all just bear with me. I'm going to try to read it like I wrote it or read it like I thought it, like the Lord told me. Anyways, let me chatter a little bit so I can get settled down here. Y'all notice how Bishop been. He been chilling here lately, ain't he? He taking all what you got going on. Y'all say, Bishop, what you got cooking? He got something up his sleeve, don't he? Yeah. Everybody say, Bishop, I don't know what you got cooking. Well, we ready for it. But anyway, so like I said, I am excited for what's in store for today. Did everybody get a card? They're passing out cards. Everybody get a card. Everybody want one card. By the time I get through, y'all might want half a stack, but get your card. Get you one card. Okay, try to read my writing. All right, should have typed it. So let me get this out there. Before anybody start drawing their toes back, put your steel toe shoes on if I step on them. Put your feelings to the side. Just set them outside the door. They usually don't mean you no good. Unless you the one leading them. So get all of that aside, because I want to make it clear that I am talking to me. Y'all just happen to be listening to me talk to myself. So all of this you finna hear, I'll preach to me. So don't feel bad if your toes hurting, because when we get through, you're going to want to dance that pain right out your toenails. So, okay, all right. Let's do a title. Let's just do that. Title today, I had to do a title. First Grade Faith. And taking a little snippet from what my brother, my youngest brother said Wednesday night, if I have to have a subtitle, I'm going to say, let's get it done already. Come on, let's get out of first grade. So let's get on with it. So let's see. So talking about first grade faith, we all are pretty well grown, nearly grown, or some type of advanced in intelligence, because we're not little bitty kids anymore. And it takes little to no effort for us to operate or utilize what education teaches in kindergarten and preschool and first grade. I mean, it's just automatic. If somebody says 2 + 5, we say 7. That's just it. If somebody says, what's this little symbol that has the hook with the cross across the top? Everybody said, that's a J. And it is pronounced J. I mean, that's all first grade stuff. That's all remedial stuff. And so we know this stuff automatically without giving it any real credit for its importance. I mean, because it's so remedial to us to... We don't give it much thought. We just use it. As little as it seems, it does have a huge importance, because you can't write a paper or a report or a book without knowing that you can't replace C with B. You can't say blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, it just don't work. You have to know that the letter C is actually a letter that doesn't have its own sound. It borrows from K and S. And you have to learn where they are. So all these things, we think nothing of that. We just flip it out because we know it's first grade stuff. But we do not ignore the fact that it is important. Just like math, you can't work calculus without knowing 1 + 3 = 4. You think how complicated and how extensive calculus and physics and other mathematics, but you have to know simple first grade math. So we keep that in mind as we move on. When I think about why God even bothered to create all creation, why he bothered to create the animals and the earth and the plants and all that, he created it for us. And he had to put all that stuff there so that we could live here. That stuff is just here to serve us. Why did he bother to create us? Serve him. He wanted, let's just get down to it. He wanted a companion. So he made man. He built us for companionship. He built us so that we may serve him and be here so for him to bestow all his greatness on, all his goodness. Very similar to what a marriage would be. I mean, what's the main reason for getting married? I mean, somebody might say taxes. You know, you check that little box. They say marriage joint file. Makes your number a little bit, but no, I'm serious. All the fellas say, turn that word around. Drop a couple of letters. Y'all will get that when you get home. And all the fellas say, amen. All right, y'all, we in church. Y'all stop that. Let's move on. So, what's the real reason for us being created is to summarize all of the things that go along. Oh, all right. So, all right, he could create us for companionship. Whew. Some levels of companionship on me. He wants us to praise and worship him. That's part of companionship. Learning from him, commune with him. Using our faith, that's how we please him. And that's how we show we need him, we trust him. We are here to be beings or be his children, someone for him to share his vast goodness with, to serve him. And then other purpose, which is part of serving, is to go out and win him more companions. At some point, he made a companion. At the beginning, he made a companion, and Satan tricked that companion, and he lost us all. And now he set in place a way for us to come back. But us that are back have to go back and get the others. So, I'm fine. My bad. Let's do a little prayer. Because I want y'all, I'm going to try my best to go fast. I want y'all to get this. So, y'all put your believers out, put your faith out there to catch this. Y'all believe even harder, put your bigger faith out that I can deliver this. So, Lord, we come to you today thanking you. We take our authority, requesting that this word come forth and it improves us. It makes us exactly like you want to be. Words come out exactly like you want to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So we got to go out and win the others. All right. So once we have become his companions, his children, joint heirs, once we become his little mini-me's, there are some promises and some privileges, some blessings, some rights, some good things, some actual goods, physical goods that come along with righteousness, come along with birth, new birth, come along with him making us his children all over again. There are also some commands, some instructions, some expectations, some responsibilities that come along with this righteousness. Some of these responsibilities and commands would be to, well, let's do the big one. Go ye in all the world, preach the gospel, win other people back.